Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. It is the holidays in the garden and a wonderful time to get out for a walk. If you're planning a date for the exotic glow experience, or if you're bringing the whole family to relax in the afternoon, get your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, then bring a mask and come out to enjoy the garden. It may be winter and just past the shortest day of the year, but just in time for some holidays, some areas of the gardens are getting a little spruce up with some bedding plants to add a shiny splash of color to the garden. Starting in the Cornish courtyard, the pots have been replanted with cyclamen and pansies. As we head into the children's garden, you'll see in the border area that the pink flower spikes of the winter-blooming bergenia are just beginning to bloom. These plants are a winter staple that return year after year and can survive in a sunny or shady garden area. They add a splash of pink throughout the winter and early spring. Also in the children's garden are some fancy cabbage that have been mixed in with the pansies and the pincushion flowers that are just beginning to pop up. The cabbage aren't so much planted for their flowers, but it's the colorful foliage that makes them so special. In the demonstration garden beds, there are some areas of borage that are just beginning to bloom. Borage is an herb that will reseed itself and return to the garden year after year. It is a completely edible plant. The blue flowers have a sweet nectar that attracts bees and butterflies, and the leaves can be eaten raw as a salad green or cooked and served with meats or pasta. Another herb in the winter garden that attracts butterflies and hummingbirds is the pineapple sage. This herb is a perennial and was over 6 feet tall just weeks ago before being pruned for the winter season. This hardy plant is already sprouting up and has thrown up a scarlet flower or two to add to the garden color. The pineapple sage is a culinary herb and can be used to make tea, potpourri, jams, and jellies. If you continue along the paved path and turn right just past the lower meadow, the California native garden bed is ahead and to the left. The California sunflowers are just beginning to bloom. If you wander along the cactus collection towards Tram Road, you'll see the tiny but vibrant blooms on the exotic Old Man of the Mountain cactus, a native cactus of Argentina. Also worth seeing in the cactus garden is the treasure flower and the aloe arborescence. The aloe arborescence is a South African native that can grow up to 10 feet tall and is also called the candelabra aloe because of the mounding habitat and the multiple flower spikes. This aloe is the third most widely distributed aloe in the world. If you walk Tram Road around to either Acacia Loop or Phoebe's Meadow, you can take a look at the trees that are in bloom. The acacia trees, called wattle, are in bloom, and examples of the zigzag wattle, the willow-leafed wattle, and the shoestring wattle can all be seen as the backdrop to the Trace sculpture by Nancy Graves. Trace is on long-term loan from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art to the South Coast Botanic Garden. Also in the backdrop behind the sculpture is the beautiful golden mimosa tree, a dramatic statement tree for any landscape. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.